Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, family of God, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we celebrate All Saints Sunday, giving thanks to God for the communion of saints, that wonderful communion of all God's people on earth and in heaven, all knit together as one family. Today we give thanks that God has called us to be a part of his family. We give thanks for the saints who pray for us in heaven, and we pray that we might follow their example in our own lives as we live our lives as disciples of Christ. And so we come before our Heavenly Father, opening our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us in your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. And the four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 149. Sing, O sing to the Lord a new song. Praise the Lord. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged swords in their hands. Sing, O sing to the Lord a new song. Praise the Lord. To execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with chains of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. This is the glory of all his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Sing, O sing to the Lord a new song. Praise the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, And for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God has put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you who are poor, says the Lord, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we celebrate All Saints Sunday, first Sunday of the Kingdom season, the last season of the Church's year. Over the next 4 weeks, we celebrate the kingship of Christ over creation and over our own lives. We give thanks that he has called us to live as members of his family, the communion of saints, a family of God in heaven and on earth, united in one fellowship. Today we give thanks to God for those saints who have gone before us, those men and women who lived the lives of faithful disciples, who helped to build the church on earth, and who have now received the crown of life, and who continue to pray for us in heaven. Some saints lived such illustrious lives that they are remembered with their own day throughout the year. Today we remember also those saints, countless men and women whose names are only known to God. And we all know such saints, priests, Sunday school teachers, family members, friends, neighbours and strangers who have showed kindness to us and revealed something to us of the love of God. People who have helped encourage us along the road of faith. People in whose company we find ourselves drawing closer to God. These are the saints that we honour today. All of these men and women have helped to reveal the love of God to a waiting world. Love of God revealed to us by Jesus in our gospel reading. He calls us by name to him to live in the light of his love and to let the light of his love shine through us into the lives of those around us. The saints we honour today answered this call, and we must do the same. We in our time are called to play our part as full members of the communion of saints, to follow the example of those holy men and women who have gone before us. For they understood the truth of those words from the Book of Wisdom. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. By placing our trust in him, we will understand the truth of his love for us, and in being faithful, we will in our time take our place with him and all the saints in the glory of heaven forever. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own church and the churches of our ministry area, that the church may follow the example of all the saints in proclaiming the risen Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for those suffering from famine or drought, that the leaders of the world, led by the Holy Spirit, may be united in purpose in securing a sustainable, just, and peaceful future for all your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we always be faithful to our baptismal promises. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our final blessing and our hymn this morning, I'd like once again to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellir Gaer, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us, and I hope that you all have a very happy, peaceful, safe, and healthy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Jerusalem, the golden.
princes ever driven, the daylight is serene, the pastures of the blessed are decked in glorious sheen. There is the throne of them that triumph, the song of them that feast, and they who with their leader have conquered in the fight forever and forever are clad in sweet.